Item 9 is discussion on recommendations on overall cost of maintenance light issues. Bill 4.
This won't take long. We've kind of gotten to a point to how we, I think we've evolved to a point that this remains a very, very complex issue, and yet we all have a desire to make it simple, or maybe in some cases to oversimplify it to where we can draw a judgment. To include personal attacks, to include whatever. This remains is still a very, very complex issue. Because every time, it's kind of like, and I've used this example before, if this is perfection, and you get a little aneurysm or a little bump out here, and you say, well, I can fix that problem. And you found out that it would have better been done if you had just left the problem there, but we attempted to fix it, and we created three more. And now we say, now I've got four to fix. And then all of a sudden, it all kind of comes apart. I wish I were Solomon. And our job as a staff is to make things digestible and real, so we can make the very tough decisions. And the reason we're here, in my view, is because that previous folks have made the easy decisions and kicked this thing down the road. They kicked it down the road, and so now then somebody's going to have to pay the piper. So what I've done here is I've said that, you know, when we start this journey, whenever I start this journey, I thought I had four, but it turned out I only had two that I could put in a court of law, which I'm required to do almost on a daily basis somewhere, to say that the board spoke and says, get out of the land management business. Well, today, I didn't hear get out of the land management business. I think that you have to build this, to correct this problem, you've got to make decisions that will stand the test of time. The first test is that you have to have a beginning point for the boat loading study, both at those two places. We're in direct competition or opposition with what the city wants to do to get their tax base up. We're looking at it from a way to preserve an asset that somebody needs to preserve to the environment. That's in direct competition. Our friends who spoke about the development, four places, the Willingham Ranch, the ranch, the Gibsons, and the Ritchie Ranch. To make this more complex, that's in competition with us, if you'd want to look at it that way. Direct competition. Somebody asked, how long is it going to take? It'll take 10 years for us to go do, and then we want a master plan where we can have a vision. We want to build a bridge. What does those four things have to do with building a bridge? A whole bunch. A whole bunch. Next slide. The shoreline management. That's a start. We've been needing that thing for a long time. We need to make the decision. And that's what it is. It's a rule book that people have to follow. Next slide. Now let me say something about the sawback. In those three phases, they compared us to others. They made us more knowledgeable about what our job is than we've ever known before. Where do we stand? The boards that passed tried to do the TVA study. They didn't do it because they were trying to tick off people. They did it to try to come up with a informed database to make informed decisions. They looked at our present procedures and said, well, you know, business is not very business smart. We asked them, give us a plan or let us know how we can maximize our investment. And they did that, and they got beat up for it. But they did what we asked them to do. Next slide. want to stay, help me, board, do we want to stay where we are? Do we want to take, is 6% too much? Is 3% too much over 20 years? Those are the type of things that we need to sort out. And how we're going to do all this, we have a tendency to want to jump to the bottom line before we get to the bottom line. As you pointed out, there's some very, very still complex issues that we don't have the answers for right now, and y'all need those to be able to make that decision. But you got to allow us to have something to hang on to where we can go through and do the day-to-day business, because right now we're stuck, we're mired down. We can't talk to the folks over here in a informed manner. We have to say, well, the board's waiting to decide. That sounds getting tired. 10 years worth of tired. So we need that to go on. So here's what we're going to do. Turn off slides. Here's what we're going to do next time. We're going to come forward and say, board, we'd like for you to approve the boat loading study. Now, the people in the red are going to, their little segments in the red, because that's what that means. They're going to suck a lot of air through their teeth, and they're going to say, they're bad, and they'll call me some more bad names, talk about my integrity. But the bottom line is at the point of departure. Given that snapshot, given that set of situations, those were the decisions and the facts that we made it on. In the event that you're fallout red, then there's a process that you can come to this board and says, I think that I deserve a variance. We pay this board a lot of money, right, to make those variances. And that's what you're about. Making the variance for a given situation that's in the best interest of the people. Let's talk about equality for just a second. We're all interested in equality after we've achieved our goals, and then we'll worry about the equality of others later, but then we get mine, and then we'll just be equal. The last point is the boat loading study. The shoreline management, we're going to say, board, on the 22nd, we're going to write some recommendations and we'll send them to you and say, here's what we're going to recommend. And then y'all vote. Same thing about the stopback study. We'll go through their recommendations on the chart and we'll write, we agree, we disagree. We think that 65, for example, age 60 homestead should be included in this particular thing. And that's how we're going to go forward. I don't think that's arbitrary. I don't think that's mean-spirited. It certainly has not been in a vacuum. And so, Mr. Chairman, that's the way that I proceed, unless you tell me different, that we go between now here and 22nd.
Thank you, Phil. Stay right there. Anybody want to ask Phil any questions? I've just got a couple of short comments and I'm through. And you may certainly sit down.
Go ahead, Rick Baker. I just had a question. Stoddart study phase 3, exactly what are we going to be voting on to adopt? All the recommendations?
Well, that's what we're going to go down. Each one of the recommendations that we give you is the ones that you got here briefed today. We gave you an outline. You got a brand new sheet. A brand new thing. Hold it up, please.
This thing?
No. The other one. The new one I gave you. I said,
which one?
This one. We'll go down to here. We will say, yay, nay. And then we're asking you to vote on that. I don't know any other way to claim it, to get it into a situation where we go forward. Because some of the things that we're asking, or some of the things that you're asking, are things that we don't know. And there's things that we're going to have to get out there and we're going to have to spend some more money.
Was there a question over here, Carolyn?
I got one. The lease language itself. When are we going to see that?
Oh. kind of generating that.
Well, since you hopefully for one more time before you get to the 22nd,
exactly.
Can we do that?
Sure.
The topic of the
legal question. Oh, sure. Just one more blessing on that.
Okay.
You need to see it. Okay. You're getting that.
I'm interested in the hazardous waste section, because that can get us into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, too. The least part of this is you're making it all
working out for the BRA. Look at where it was before now. I mean, we're doing the due diligence to say, how do you protect this organization if it comes to doing that from a legal standpoint? Now, if there's things in it, you say, well, we're going to do everything but that one. Well, we'll take that one out.
Well, a good lease protects both sides. And that's certainly what I, you know, would expect in my business dealings. I mean, I've seen leases that are skewed one side to the other, and I fully expect to see something that's well-balanced. I would be surprised if I saw anything else, so...
Any other questions?
Yeah, what?
I'm still not clear what we're going to be voting on as far as the startup.
We're going to take all the recommendations and we're going to say, do you agree again? Well, let's be perfectly clear.
Okay.
You're not sort of following saying there will be multiple votes, not just one.
Recommendations. Adopt a strategic vision for future decisions. Do you think we ought to have one of those? If the answer is yes, then that tells us, yeah, if we don't have one, we'll get one. The next one, obtain the appraisal for the portfolio. There's going to be a lot of discussion when we come back. And Karen says that if you go with the Palo Pinto boys assessment, you're losing. But we may come back and say, politically, you think that's the right thing to do. Are you leaving waiting, man?
Okay. So all of these things.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Baker, are you still studying those to ask Phil another
question? No, that's fine. I'll email him.
Homework.
Any
other questions with Phil? Two things. One, I know the Staubach Company has received some criticism, but what I'd like for everyone to remember is this board asked the Staubach Company to bring to the board some answers to some questions we had. A lot of times I've heard comments from the audience that they didn't like the answers, but remember those answers were simply answers to questions we directed to them. Sometimes we didn't even like the answers they gave us. That shouldn't be a criticism of them. They've done what we've asked them to do. And I think they've done a pretty good job. Number two is, I've heard and I've read a lot of criticism about Mr. Ford and his staff. I will tell you that these folks here have done nothing more than what this board has asked them to do. Nothing. And I think they've done it very well and they've worked very, very hard. Whatever comes out of this, good or bad, has got to be our decisions and it's going to be our responsibility. It's not the staff, it's not Staubach, it's the 21 members here. We're going to do it, hopefully, with the best interest of everybody, certainly with y'all. And I hope as we continue through this process, we just keep that in mind, please. That's all I have to say. Any other comments? Your motion? Your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.